When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchers.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is August 11th. And yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have Peel Plus? No, get out of here. It's just for Peel Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Justin Steele was the lead yesterday. Six innings, pitched two runs, eight hits, zero walks, and nine strikeouts. He did well against the Nationals. You don't want to read too much into that. It was the Nationals, but he gets them a second time. And his slider is still really good. 13% hard contact rate. The league average is 23% on sliders. Good solid 62% strike rate last night on those sliders, and 10 whiffs on his four-seamer. That's 16 whiffs across the last two starts on those. Last two starts of 19 strikeouts. Yeah, there might be something there. I would be cool to sign up and see where this goes. Tuki DeSant pitched again, and now it's for the Angels, as he was involved in that Raisel Iglesias deal against Oakland here. Five innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. I don't believe in that curve and splitter being that good down in the zone. I think his fastballs are a little too erratic, or just it's just not good enough. And the Mariners are next. I don't really think that Tukey now is going to soar and be a fantasy relevant guy from, you know, the one that you envisioned back in the day. I guess like 2 years ago is back in the day now. I don't really buy into that. Kyle Wright against the Red Sox did well. 6 innings pitched, 1 run, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. Velocity was down to 92.5, and typically it's 94.5. A full 2 ticks down here. Curve was good, but that worst fastball is highly questionable. He gets the Mets next. I might honestly sit that one out. I don't know. It's hard to do that after one start of lower velocity, but the Mets can really punish him. This might be a bad start, so keep that in mind. Chris Bubich, I might be in here, but I might not. I'm conflicted. It's against the White Sox, 5.2 innings, 1 run, 7 hits, 3 walks, 6 Ks. Terrible whip, right? Thing is, fastball was not even at 92, which is what I'm looking for from Bubich. It was 93, and that's pretty cool. Curve found enough of the zone to be effective. Changeup was not well commanded. Bubich's changeup can be so good, but it's so rarely consistently commanded. Thing is, though, he gets the Twins next. I feel like that's too risky. If he does hold 93, though, I will start to buy into this being less of just a good day and more of, hold on a second, Bubich is now throwing harder, and that can make him a viable fantasy starter down the stretch. Something to look at. I don't think you need to go and get him now, but, you know, the whip was bad in this good start, right? And the Twins should be worse than the White Sox. But hey, I'm paying attention. He would get the Rays after that. So if you want to do a spec ad against the Twins, by all means. Robbie Ray faced the Yankees, 6.1 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 5 walks, and 7 Ks. He got 5 walks. A four-seamer could not be located whatsoever, but the sinker and slider did well, and that's that. And oh, thankfully, he gets the Angels next. Josiah Gray went against the Cubs, did what he was supposed to do against the Cubs. Just 5 whiffs across all of his breakers, a 56th thrown of those. 114 CSW on the curve is not good. Good-looking slider inside the zone. Fastball was all right, and curveball was pretty bad. So I'm going to blame this on the Cubs here. It isn't really like Josiah Gray breaking out. This is, you know, cherry bomb Josiah Gray. Jose Quintana survived Coors. That's pretty cool. 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. 1.5 whip there, but he's doing the BSB, and that's cool. And he gets Rocky Road next, which is wonderful. Johnny Cueto is having his magical ERA season. 6 innings, 2 runs, but 9 hits and 1 walk, 4 Ks. The story of the night is high whips and low ERAs for a lot of guys. I mean, yeah, it's Johnny Cueto, you know, and you just kind of keep rolling with this Toby. Maybe even a Vargas rule, if you want. Sub-3 ERA now, which is wild. It was before entering this, but still crazy. Taiwan Walker rebounded against the Reds, but it was the Reds on the road who are one of the worst offenses out there. 6 innings, 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks. The velocity is still around 93. The splitter and the slider weren't exceptional. He gets Atlanta next. I'm not quite sure this is the full rebound that you want for that one, but yeah, that's how I feel. Noah Syndergaard against the Marlins went 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Yeah, I mean, it was against Natty Light. You know, I'm sorry, not against the Natty Light. It was against the Marlins, who are also a horrifically bad offense. The whip is still a problem because BABIP is a problem. It's Noah Syndergaard. Now he's on the Phillies, and like that defense is not good. You know, yeah, he's such a Toby. Okay, J.B. Sears was part of that Oakland deal with Montas and the Yankees. Now he's pitching for Oakland against the Angels. 5.1 innings, 200 runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, 3 Ks. Happened last minute as Paul Blackburn was placed in the IL. So this was his first start. It was fine. I think his command was really bad all around. The four-seamer and the changeup. Slider was just not there. So yeah, I'm not chasing this. I think it was a blame it on the Angels. I don't trust this against Texas. He's an interesting flyer, though, in AL-only leagues to go after now. Glenn Otto against the Astros. 5 innings, 200 runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts, 11 whiffs here for Glenn Otto as the curve and slider were doing well. And now he goes against the Athletics, and that might be the time to jump in on Glenn Otto. I believe he also gets a good start in 2 weeks. I believe it's the Pirates. The whole team gets 3 Pirate starts, and that's like Dane Dunning and Glenn Otto. Those might be some interesting streams to chase then. Jeffrey Springs goes against the Brewers, and what does he do? 5 innings, 200 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts, a 39% CSW with 16 whiffs. That's a King Cole for Jeffrey Springs. He had 9 whiffs and 42% CSW on the changeup, 46% CSW on the four-seamer and sliders at a 61% strike rate. This was the man that we saw before the All-Star break. This is good. He does get the Yankees next, so that's unfortunate, but I think we are trending in the right direction for Jeffrey Springs. Aaron Civale only went 4 innings as he was returning from the IL, which is unfortunate. It was against the Tigers. He could have gone 5 or so. He only threw 62 pitches, but now he gets the Tigers in full, and hopefully he should get 75 pitches in that one. So that's good for Civale. Brandon Woodruff, essentially ace, is going to ace. 7 innings, 3 runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, 5 Ks, so all is fine there. Justin Verlander finally allowed more than 1 run, 6 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 7 Ks, but whatever. Nestor Cortez, 10 strikeouts against the Mariners, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 18 whiffs for a gallows pull, 11 on the 4-seamer is fantastic. Weird to see him go no cutter or fewer cutters in favor of a lot more sliders. It worked, don't really care. Good stuff, Nestor, I'm happy he's doing well again. Nick Pivetta survived against the Atlanta Braves, and I don't care. Don't do this, the command is still not good. Mitch Keller had 4 whiffs in his successful start against Arizona. If you want to call it successful, it's just a win. 5.1 innings, 300 runs. No thanks. Sean Manaea is going to have a much easier schedule now. I mean, this was the Giants. 5 innings, 300 runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. But you should be fine starting him against Miami and so on. He's mostly a cherry bomb, but honestly, I think you're going to be fine in the next couple weeks. Drew Hutchinson against the Guardians. 5 innings, 300 runs. We don't care about Hutch. Sonny Gray still doesn't have his breaker, so he struggled against the Dodgers. 4.2 innings with 300 runs. 14% CSW between those breaking balls is just not it. He does get the Royals next. I think that's okay. Pretty easy schedule as well for Sonny Gray. That is nothing truly difficult. You know, he has kind of a neutral schedule, and I think that's fine for Sonny Gray. Sandy Alcantara went 7 innings of bliss and then 300 runs in the 8th inning, and it's stupid. but 7.2 innings, 400 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, and 4 Ks. He wasn't at his best here. But still, it's like, ugh, man. Ryan Pepiot against the Twins, who cares? Madison Bumgarner against Pittsburgh couldn't do it. He got 8 strikeouts with 5 earned runs and 10 base runners in 6 innings as he threw so many pitches in the middle of the zone. Kyle Freeland, TJ Zeuch, and Jacob Junis should be all off those trains. You're never really on the first two, but Junis, you should be out completely after 6 earned runs and 2.1 innings. And as for Bumgarner, as I mentioned, you know, this wasn't him doing well against the Pirates. Sorry, not doing well against the Pirates. Now against the Giants, and like, do you want to do that 90 miles per hour on the fastball? Not really. Okay, so today is Thursday, and we're going to go over today's games, tomorrow's games, and the weekend games as well. So I already have today's ranked. That is Cease, Kelly, Valdez, all in the top tier. Nick Lodolo, Gibson, and Plesac in the secondary tier. Lodolo's the stream pick of the day. This is all pretty easy stuff. It is the Field of Dreams game for Lodolo against the Cubs. So maybe that lowers him, because we don't know about the juice balls that we saw last year. They want home runs. They want excitement. I don't know. I'm still doing it against the Cubs. Questionable starts here. Edward Cabrera and Greinke, because Cabrera had an 18% zone rate in his last start, and that's terrifying. Yes, it was a 45% O-swing, but the Phillies are much better offense, and they might not give in as much. So be careful there. And Greinke against the White Sox, sure, that's the biggest shrug of the day. Do not start Tier Smiley's opposite Lodolo in that Field of Dreams game at Cincinnati. I'm saying in air quotes. His curve is looking good. There might be something there, but I don't want to risk it. JT Brubaker is just too volatile for me against Arizona. Josh Bukowski is an interesting chase as a win, but then again, the Orioles have a better record than the Red Sox, so what is that? Dean Kramer is going opposite Winkowski. I think that's a tougher offense to deal with. Garrett Hill, Cole Ragans, Herman Marquez, and Dakota Hudson, all not worth your time. Cole Ragans, maybe in like two starts. He's the other one for the Rangers that might be interesting, I believe, against the Pirates. Or maybe it's the Tigers that they get. They get a really nice 3 days. I think it might be the Tigers. Cole Ragans then in like, what is that, a week and a half? Might be interesting. Maybe it's 2 weeks. Anyway, looking forward to tomorrow. Carlos Rodon, Max Scherzer, Max Fried, Tony Gonsolin, Tyler Mahle, and Luis Garcia are on the top tier. Mahle and Garcia have the Angels and the Athletics, so that's why they're in that top tier. Probable start tier, Clevinger gets Natty Light. I'm here for that. Michael Kopech wouldn't be here, but it gets the Tigers. That's the best possible matchup he could have. So, all right, you're going to start him for that. Pablo Lopez goes against Atlanta. He's been struggling a little bit. Should be okay there. Jordan Montgomery against the Brewers. It's not as exciting as the other guys, but yeah, that should be fine. And Corey Kluber against Baltimore should be fine as well. Questionable starts here. George Kirby against the Rangers. That could be in that second tier. George Kirby might be limited pitch count wise, and I don't know. He's not overwhelming because he doesn't have good secondary pitches. So it is a really good fastball, but the Rangers are kind of difficult at times. Jose Berríos, Eric Lauer, and Patrick Sandoval are all cherry bombs. Sandoval is the toughest matchup against the Twins, but again, they're all cherry bombs. Lauer against Cardinals and Berríos against the Guardians. And then do not start tier. I have to go with my stream pick of the day as Austin Voth. Or Voth, I can't remember which one it is, against the Rays. I think his curveball is kind of good, and the Rays are pretty bad, so that might work out. Dane Dunning is the other only real considerable option against the Mariners, but I think the Mariners are getting kind of hot right now, and Dane Dunning, don't really want to trust it. Even though his command is looking a little bit better, still don't want to do it. Domingo Herman against the Red Sox is too tough. Ranger Suarez against the Mets, that's too tough. Nathan Eovaldi doesn't have his velocity against the Yankees, no way. Daniel Lynch is curious, but he gets the Dodgers, no thank you. Cal Quantrill against the Jays, no. Antonio Sensatella, Alan Aller, Bryce Wilson, Corey Abbott, Zach Davies, and Daniel Norris, no thanks. Looking forward to this weekend. Spencer Watkins against the Rays will be top of do not start, maybe bottom of questionable, maybe might be actually the streamer. Ugh, okay. Cutter Crawford against the Yanks, no thanks. It does look like it's going to be Frankie Montas against the Red Sox on Saturday. Roster Resources reporting that it is not Domingo Herman tomorrow. So that is Frankie Montas. I don't know the order of this. Either way, Frankie Montas, questionable start against the Red Sox. A lot of people are going to want to bench him, but I'm going to say it's questionable. Shane McClanahan, auto start. Gausman, auto start. Giolito against the Tigers is an auto start. I know, but it's the Tigers. Tristan McKenzie against Toronto, questionable. So I know he just did well against the Astros, but that is a coin flip to me. Matt Manning, no thanks, against the White Sox. Brad Keller against the Dodgers, no thank you. Dylan Bundy is super intriguing. 41% slider usage last time against the Angels. Maybe. Still ill for Lance McCullers. I don't know how long he's going to go. I don't know his command's going to be in order. That's a still ill. So you want to sit him. Oh, man. Reed Demers gets the Twins. Top of questionable. Jared Koenig against the Astros. Hey, he's coming back. Don't want to do that. Marco Gonzalez against the Rangers is questionable. Dallas Keuchel, oh my lord, he's for Texas now? No, against the Mariners. Jake Odorizzi, I'm all for that. Top of questionable, if not bottom of probable, really. Like, I feel like that's a fantastic play. The Miami Marlins are not a good offense, and Odorizzi does enough. Ian Anderson's going in that. I guess that's bottom of questionable because, again, Miami's so bad, but he's a bit of a cherry bomb. Bit, he is a cherry bomb. Jesus Luzardo is going to be starting against Atlanta. That is a questionable one. I don't know if his approach is good, and he is a lefty against Atlanta. Nick Neidert is apparently going. Oh, that is a do not start. Jacob deGrom, duh. Aaron Nola against the Mets, duh. Anibal Sanchez, sorry, against the Padres, no way. Adrian Sampson at Cincinnati. No, that's a do not start top of it, though. Graham Ashcraft, I prefer against the Cubs on the other side of that. Ugh, man, these are like really tough. I'd say bomb of questionable for Ashcraft there. The Cubs are really bad. Corbin Burns at St. Louis, duh. Tyler Beede is intriguing to me. He's only around like 50-ish pitches, but he threw 96 and had a good-looking breaker. Huh. I might be leading on Sunday morning with Tyler Beede, just as a heads up. We'll see how that start goes. That's a very intriguing one, but it's a do not start. It's risky, but like I think we're undervaluing what the possible reward is for that one. Adam Wainwright against the Brewers is a probable. Zach Gallen and Coors is a bottom of questionable. Jose Urania, no thanks. Hosting said Diamondbacks and Coors. Andrew Heaney is top of question. He's always going to be top of questionable because he's going to go 4 to 5 innings, but it is the Royals. And like, I'd say probable if you have him, I guess, actually bottom of probable because like, whatever, he'll go 5 and do well. Washington for Darvish means auto start, and Logan Webb is an auto start against Pittsburgh. Looking forward to Sunday. Jordan Lyles, Fast will tell you about his 3-ish ERA since the start of July, but not about his 1-4 whip in that time. Top of do not start. Michael Wacha's coming back against the Yanks. No. Jameson Taillon against the Red Sox. That's a do not start to me. Drew Rasmussen against the Orioles is a questionable start. Yusei Kikuchi, no thanks against the Guardians. Lance Lynn is an auto start against the Tigers. Shane Bieber is a probable start against the Jays. You can even argue that's an auto start. That's an auto start. That's probably going to be an auto start. Tyler Alexander, no thanks against the White Sox. Brady Singer against the Dodgers. I'm not starting him. Chris Archer against the Angels. Top of questionable. It's only 5 innings capped. You know, that's it. Max. And it's not Andrew Heaney. Christian Javier is an auto start. Javier against the Athletics. Davidson. Tucker Davidson. I'm on my eye on him. But he's against the Twins, so no thanks. I think you might get the Tigers next week, next Sunday. So, that's a really interesting desperate Sunday play in a week. But not this one. For Tucker Davidson. Cole Irvin against the Astros is a questionable one because he's been on such a tear. Logan Gilbert is a probable against the Rangers. Martin Perez against the Mariners is a probable. Ignore the Astros star you just had. It was a good command. Spencer Strider is an auto start against the Marlins. Braxton Garrett against Atlanta. He just did poorly against the Philly. I'd say top of do not or not or bottom of questionable. I think that was a very much of like an illuminating one. And Atlanta's good against lefties. Chris Bassett's an auto start against the Phils. Auto start for Zach Wheeler on the other side. Paulo Espino against the Padres. No, he has 2 against the Padres, and then he gets a possible streaming pick, and that's the one for Paulo for desperate leagues. Not even in 12 teamers, likely. Keegan Thompson at Cincinnati. So at Cincinnati is a little bit tougher. I don't really like Keegan Thompson that much. It's gonna be bottom of question mark, top of do not. Justin Dunn, maybe later, but not now. He's a frozen banana, even though he's hosting the Cubs. Aaron Ashby is a questionable against the Cardinals. He's a cherry bomb. Zach Thompson, no thanks. Miles Michaelis is a probable against the Brewers despite this core start. Tommy Henry, inside of course, speaking of which, no thanks. Ryan Feltner, no way. Tyler Anderson against the Royals is an auto start. Blake Snell against the Nationals is an auto start. And Alex Wood against Pittsburgh is a probable start. All right, that's going to do it for today. Good luck this weekend. I'll be back, of course, tomorrow talking about the 2-star pitchers for next week. But that's it. So my name is Nick Pollock. Aim at your BABIPs below and you strike outside.